Thanks for joining me. I'm Danny Brown. I'm the lead pastor here at Abundant Life Worship Center. And today, I want to read to you the Christmas story and tell you a little bit of what it might have actually looked like. So let's get to it. So here we are, Christmas, one of people's favorite times of year. And I'm going to read to you the greatest story of all time, the Christmas story. From Luke chapter 2 and verse 1 to 14. And it says this: In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered to be taxed. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He went to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. You know, as we read this amazing story of the birth of Christ, the Christmas story as we know it, this time of year that we celebrate God bringing his son into the world, for most of us, when we read that story, it probably comes to our mind a video we've seen, or maybe even a cartoon version of the Christmas story. You know, something I've noticed about all those different versions, I've watched many of them, loved them all, but I've noticed something. Always they seem so peaceful, calm, joyful, and yet I don't think that's reality. Mary is almost angelic throughout the trip, and Joseph is so kind and peaceful. Now, maybe there's a slight chance it was a bit like that, but I have a feeling they were real people, just like you and me. And you know, they were in a time of chaos. They were in a time of when things were going wrong. There was oppression by the Roman Empire upon them. They were being told they needed to go register, and they were being registered so they could be taxed. And they had to go to their home country, their hometown, where their lineage is from, their birth town, if you will. And so here they are getting ready to go on a trip, and Mary is 9 months pregnant, ready to have a baby, and they have to go on an approximately 90-mile trip. Mary is riding a donkey on this trip, probably a 10-day trip. And here Joseph is heading off. He's from a somewhat despised town, the town of Nazareth. You see, people looked down. We know from other scriptures, they said, oh, nothing good comes from there. So here they are, a couple from a somewhat despised people group. And also in their own community, people are looking at them a little strange because, you see, they're just engaged and Mary's pregnant. Now, possibly she told people the story of an angel coming to her and saying, you know, you're going to be with child as a virgin. I have a feeling a lot of people thought that was made up. But here they are now headed off on this trip. I don't know if you've been around a woman who's 9 months pregnant, but they're often emotional and in discomfort for sure. I have a feeling Mary was probably not angelic through the whole trip. She may have even got upset at Joseph a time or two. And I also have a feeling that Joseph was probably a little bit grouchy on this trip. After all, I've never met someone who's happy to go get registered and pay more taxes. And then when they arrive in the town of Bethlehem, there is nowhere to stay. Every home is filled. Every place where you could stay was full. And they end up, the only place they can stay is in a barn. Now, not the barns you and I know today, possibly more of a cave, stone walls, stone floor. But here they are in that place. I don't think it could have been much worse for them in their minds with their situation. You see, this was Mary's firstborn. And Mary was only a teenager. This was also Joseph's firstborn. Here they are in a barn, about to have a baby. Neither of them even know how this works. Now, it's possible that Mary has seen a birth before. Maybe even her cousin Elizabeth. But we do know this. They were most likely alone. And in those days, the older ladies would help in giving birth. But you see, Mary's mom wasn't there. Mary's aunt wasn't there. I don't think it could have felt darker, more frustrating. And yet in the middle of that darkness, in the middle of that chaos and craziness, God looks down and says, I am going to give my best gift. I'm going to put it right in the middle. I'm going to put it right in your family. I'm going to give my only son. I am going to put my presence right in the middle of you. And God did that for them. God did that for the world. Hey, I want to encourage you today. If you feel like there's a lot of chaos in this season, a lot of frustration and anger, maybe some would even say oppression, I want to encourage you today. Listen, God is not confused. God is still all-powerful, and God is still in the business of giving amazing gifts right in the middle of chaos. He is still the one who can pour out his presence. He is not stopped by the darkness. He is not stopped by oppression or control. He is all-powerful and all-loving. And I want to encourage you guys, something good for you this season. And if you're listening to this and you're a believer, you're a Christian, I want to encourage you that wherever you are placed, you can be one that brings his presence, one that brings his joy. You see, he sent angels to announce it, angels into a dark, oppressed world, and he sent them to declare great joy. He sent them to declare peace and goodwill. You and I are still called to bring his presence, to spread joy, to speak peace, and to do goodwill. I want to encourage you today, friend, be blessed. Let nothing rob your joy. Know this, the presence and love of God will be poured out this Christmas, the same as any other Christmas. And you and I will be responsible to help spread that peace, that joy, and most of all, the love of God by sending his one and only son. His one and only son would come into this world, and it said that he would go about doing good. He would heal people everywhere he went. He would bring freedom from sickness and evil spirits. He would bring a message of love and care for one another. And then that same son would die on a cross for all mankind. He would go to that cross as a perfect sacrifice. And he would die for your and my sin, that it could be forgiven once and for all. But you see, it didn't end there. He didn't just die and end up in a tomb. 3 days later, he rose from that grave. He rose and went to be seated at the right hand of the Father. You see, that one and only Son that was given as a gift on Christmas paid the price for you and I to have eternal life and to have a relationship with God the Father. I want to encourage you today. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I understand there's a little bit of chaos in the world and maybe even fear right now. But I have got good news. The Prince of Peace was the name given to Jesus, that son. And he wants to bring you peace and forgiveness right now. If you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, if you've never asked him to come and to make your life new, this would be a great time to do it. I'm telling you, you will feel a joy and peace inside no matter what's going on around you. So if you want that today, you want your sins forgiven, you want to be saved and be following Christ and experiencing what he has, then I want you to pray this prayer with me. Because you see, the only way to receive this amazing gift, the gift of the one and only Son, the way to receive it is with words. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, we will be saved. So if you want that, just repeat this prayer after me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. I ask you now, forgive me of all I've done wrong. Make me new. I thank you, Jesus. I am yours. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today as you watched with me, you can know this. You have now received that amazing gift, the gift of Jesus Christ. Your sins are forgiven and you can have peace and joy no matter what's going on. You are now belong to the Father and he will watch over you. He said he never leaves you or forsake you. And you can know this, when your days here on earth are over, you will spend eternity with the Father, with Jesus, and it will be amazing. Now that is a reason to have great joy at Christmas. You know, if you prayed that with me today, I want to encourage you to connect with us. Why don't you go ahead to our website, ALWC.church, and you can connect with us. If you prayed this prayer, click on the Find Jesus tab and just go ahead and give your information. We'll have the link in the descriptions for this video. You know, we love you so much. God loves you more than you can imagine. And this is going to be a great Christmas. God bless. We'll see you next time.